you guys are in the middle of a month-long nationwide tour of sorts. How's it treating you?
It's been great so far. You know, it's been so long since we've been on the road that we're just really, really happy and excited to be playing in front of our fans again. You know, it's been since Warped Tour, so 8 or 9 months. You know, we've been working so hard on the album that we've kind of been out of tour mode, so we're really, really excited to get back into that whole mode, and we've been exploring all the cities and meeting a bunch of new people, and it's been great.
Okay, how is this album different from your first one?
I mean, there's a lot of subtle differences, but it's definitely, I think it's a lot more polished. We got to take more time with the songs, got to nurture them a little more. When we recorded the first album, we were 17 years old. So we were really green, super excited to be in the studio. Just didn't take as much time and care for each individual song and the little details as much as I would have liked to. This album, we got to really comb through everything and got to make the album that we wanted to make, you know, in every single edit from every angle.
Okay, considering that, can you just kind of walk us through your creative process, like how the band collaborates and puts music together?
Yeah, I mean, every song is different. There's no, you know, set way that we do it. But, I mean, usually our piano player, Alex Marshall, will come up with, you know, some chords or some music, and a lot of times when he brings, you know, the music or the instrumental to me, it'll provoke lyrics or it'll kind of bring some kind of mood out of me, and then we'll go off of that. Or, you know, sometimes we'll pick up an acoustic and just write a simple melody, or every song is completely different.
Okay, is it difficult at all? Because you guys are still, like, kind of shopping around for a drummer as well, so how does that kind of play into your entire process?
No, I mean, it doesn't affect it much. I mean, drums obviously are extremely important, but as far as, like, the songs go and writing songs, I mean, it's not like a, you know, a necessity at the beginning of the song. And then later on in the process, you know, you can definitely find a drummer who can build the parts and, you know, kind of add to the song. But as far as actually coming up with the song, it's not a necessity.
Okay, listening to Symphony Soldier, it seems like there's a huge combination of bands like Bon Jovi, All American Rejects, maybe even like a smidgen of like the Backstreet Boys in there. What are your influences?
For this album or just influences in general?
Yeah, your influences in general, and then we can get to the new album.
I mean, musically, my biggest influences have always been, well, my dad, number one, is a huge influence on me. He was, you know, in bands growing up, and I used to go to his shows and watch him, and he was always singing around the house. So my dad's definitely a huge influence. Vocally, my influences range from Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake to, you know, Stevie Wonder and Brandon Boyd of Incubus. You know, it literally is all over the board. And for the record, the main influences, there's a lot of Michael Jackson and Timberlake influences. but this record, we definitely went with a lot of U2 kind of style guitars. Like, we've been really getting into, you know, the Edge and his, you know, delayed kind of verbed out guitar parts. So layering that and kind of a Coldplay feel on some of the songs into the whole Justin Timberlake kind of soulful R&B rock, that's definitely what made this album a little bit different.
I can definitely associate you with the Justin Timberlake, with the falsetto that you hit in some of the songs. Is that kind of like what you were trying to emulate?
Definitely it wasn't like me to emulate. It's just when you know, it's like you grow up listening to people and, you know, you have like these artists that you just love, it just naturally kind of comes out. You know, like the more you listen to an artist, the more you subconsciously are influenced by them, you know. And vocally, I think I just listen to Justin so much that it's just like just naturally how I sing now. You know, it's not even like I go into a song and like, you know what, I'm going to try to sound like Justin Timberlake in the song, or let's try to make the song kind of like a, you know, future sex love sound song. It's never like that. It's just, we naturally write, but just because that's what we listen to, it just naturally comes out in music.
Okay, I got you. What was it like working with John Feldman as a producer? He's worked with some huge acts over the years, you know, The Used, Good Charlotte, Panic at the Disco. How did he help you guys with this album?
He's amazing. The dude is, he's definitely a mad scientist. all over the place. He wakes up, has like five cups of coffee, just constantly, like, wired on caffeine. Dude's like a genius. He's so good with melody and lyrics. He just has a, he has like a natural instinct for bands that he works with. Like every band that he's worked with, he truly believes in. You know, whether he makes no money on the project or whether he makes a ton of money, as a producer, his favorite part is kind of finding bands that he really believes in, and just, you know, tries to pull their sound out of them. So it was an honor because I grew up listening to the Used. Some of the Used records were my favorite albums in high school. So, you know, having him come to us and be like, look, I really believe in you and I believe in your voice. Like, let's make an amazing record. It was a dream come true, you know?
Hey, considering that, how do you want this album to be remembered?
Remembered. Probably just, I don't know, you know, I think we've always taken a lot of pride in our music. And the goal is always to make a very musical album, while maintaining, you know, like our like staying true to ourselves, but being musical, but being catchy. Because a lot of bands are either really musical, but they're not catchy, and then there are a lot of bands that are catchy, but aren't musical. And then you have bands like Maroon 5, who just mesh the two perfectly. They're extremely great musicians, and musicianship is incredible, but at the same time, they write some of the, you know, catchiest hooks and pop songs that have been heard in, you know, decades. So I think that's definitely the goal, is just to write the most appealing songs as possible while maintaining that, you know, like, listen, like, we can play our instruments, like, I can sing, like, you know, just the balance between the two.
Okay, you have a favorite song on the album?
I don't have one song. I mean, if I had to choose one, it'd probably be Endlessly. It's a ballad that we did with Bruno Mars, and it was just a really cool moment for me to get to write a song with him, because I really look up to him, and I don't know, there's just something about the song, melodically and lyrically, it just came together so fast, and I feel like those are the best. The songs that come the quickest, the most naturally, are always the ones that turn out the best, and I'm just really, really proud of it.
Many of the songs on the album are about love. Is there any reason why?
I mean, yeah, I'm a 22-year-old guy, you know, definitely at the age where I'm feeling a lot of things, and we're going through a lot. So, you know, you write about, you know, relationships you're going through, or relationships that have failed. I mean, I'm just at that age, you know, just trying to figure things out, trying to figure out what's good for me, what I like, what makes me, I guess, feel the most, you know?
Okay, I'm going to give you a hypothetical right now. Let's just say you're in a Best Buy on August 23rd, 24th, when the album drops, and somebody's looking at the album, and it's in that pop section, you know, it's cluttered in that pop section, there's like millions of other choices. What do you think makes Symphony Soldier different from the other pop albums that are out there right now?
It's real, you know, it's like so many of these pop albums are like just kind of, the people are just these manufactured products, and they're given these songs like, hey, this is what you're going to sound like, this is what you're going to do, here's your beat, you know, like, sing over this beat. And with us, it's like we're five young guys that just love playing music, and, you know, we get together, and it's just really organic, and it's just really real. You know, the songs are real, the people in the band are real, and, you know, we were just kids in high school a few years ago, like, you know, like a lot of our fans, and we're just kind of the underdogs who have kind of fought to get to the point that we're at. So I would say that's what definitely makes it different, is the pop definitely has like that rock, real feel to it, you know, and I think when people listen to it, they'll understand it's got real emotion, and just, it's, you know, it's music.